The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:37. That's the time. The Breakfast Show. Well, it's mine and it's lovely having you on board. By the way, we are one breakfast show with 9 different playlists. So if you get the free Absolute Radio app, if you've got a digital radio or a smart speaker, you could kick your day off. You could kick your Thursday off with music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, from the 10s. You could have a day full of music from the world of country.
Yeah. The power is in your hands. You should use it.
Exactly right. And real music has been mattering to us for 15 years, and we've got some merch to celebrate that. In fact, I'm drinking from one every weekday morning when we give it away. You can sip it like Davey do. With this 15th birthday.
Thanks, Davey.
That's horrible, wasn't it? For this 15th birthday mug. And to win it, well, we're taking a trip down memory lane to some of my favourite moments that have happened on The Breakfast Show. And at the end, you're going to be asked the question, because we beeped out a little bit of audio. And I'd like to take you on a trip down memory lane to the 27th of July, 2022, when we spoke to a 27-year-old listener by the name of Georgie, and she told us about her nana move. What do you have an unhealthy obsession with? Okay.
I just want to see their little faces.
Okay. They're so cute. Okay, let me put you on the spot here. What? Or who are you going for and why?
I can't. It's like choosing children. I can't do it. If you can't make me, it's not fair.
So our question is, who did Georgie have an unhealthy obsession with? Is it A, Alan Titchmarsh and Monty Don, or B, Bert and Ernie? Your names and your answers A or B to 8, 12, 15. Do you remember it, Glenn?
I actually can't remember this
one. I don't know what the answer is.
No.
I don't think I was here for this. It seems like I can't remember it at all.
It was a nana move, as I say, on the 27th of July last year. Georgie came on and she told us that she had this unhealthy obsession with two people. Alan Titchmarsh and Monty Don, or Bert and Ernie?
I'm stumped.
You're actually on the clip, Glenn. I mean,
I know, and neither's weirder than the other. And I sound really understanding in the clip, as if I'm like, yeah, I can get on board with that.
So that's a clue, perhaps.
Yeah. So, as I say, text your name and either A or B, whichever one you believe it to be, and send it along to 8-12-15. And up next, we will get you on air, and you could be winning yourself some exclusive merch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
But it's Thursday morning. Time to give away some merch. And waiting patiently on line one is Caroline. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Morning.
Welcome
morning.
Along to the show. Caroline, what would you like to do?
I want to sip it like Davey do.
Oh, no. We're not
you
making
can't
people
manipulate
that now.
Yeah. Like this. I can't. It's dishonest.
That was totally off the cuff. Yeah. Totally off the cuff. Caroline and I have not spent the last song rehearsing that. Oh, no. Totally off the cuff. Caroline, welcome to the show. Great having you on. So we heard from a listener by the name of Georgie, who joined us on the show back on the 27th of July last year. And she was speaking about her unhealthy obsession with two separate characters. Here's a little reminder. Here we go. What do you have an unhealthy obsession with? So it's a tricky one, because even though he's in it, Glenn doesn't know the answer. And he was there. But Caroline, does listener Georgie have an unhealthy obsession with Alan Titchmarsh and Monty Don, or Bert and Ernie?
I think it's Alan Titchmarsh and Monty Don.
Let's see if you're right. What do you have an unhealthy obsession with?
Alan Titchmarsh and Monty Don.
You shall sip it like Davey do. Well done. You've got yourself the exclusive merchandise. Thank you for tuning into the show, Caroline.
Thank you. I love your show so much, so thank you.
Caroline, thank you. What do you do, Caroline?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, that's worrying, isn't it? You like this show and you teach the youth of tomorrow.
Wow, yeah.
Or today. What age group do you teach, Caroline?
I teach year 4, so they're 7 and 8 year olds.
It is a nice age. Caroline, thank you for your kind words. Keep up the fantastic work. Send our love to the kids.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Cheers, Caroline. Bye now. And there will be a chance for you to win some exclusive merch next week, as tomorrow, of course, around this time, it's all about that Wickes gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's hurtling towards 10 minutes past seven on your Thursday morning, as promised, ahead of Five Words, Five Grand, which is back in 20 minutes. It's the social ammunition. Mm. Now, I don't want to, you know... We punch up, not down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's one of those breakfast shows,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But these people, they keep coming back.
Not them.
Yeah, them.
Liliana and Sean.
Liliana and Sean.
They won't go away.
Now, they inspired an entire show yesterday when we asked what gives you the ick, and we're going to have more on that in a second.
They are king and queen of ick. They really are.
So, Matt, just reset this for any new people.
They introduced the love surge, the concept we can't help shaking because you're so in love with your wife or husband.
But there are a couple who to TikTok
America.
And they're just all over each other.
And they're so happy, but almost smugly happy that it's a bit irritating.
Yeah, they're unhinged.
For the British palate,
in their happiness as a couple. Yeah. It's foreign to us.
So yesterday,
it's an alien concept.
Yesterday, Liliana made a pizza on Sean's back to make him go to sleep, and he's such a simpering little man.
And before that, there's just this build-up of the love surge. It's just where you just shake uncontrollably because you just have to give someone a hug. It's on my Instagram. You can go and see it's the last video I posted.
So we shared the latest video, and then someone on Instagram called Mr. M. Pants said to
me... Hey, Mr. M. Pants.
Should see the one where she cries because she didn't see him as a baby. I spent my journey home yesterday going through her Instagram page, right?
That must have been
and
fun.
It was really.
I was wondering why your screen's cracked this morning.
At one point, he sings to her belly a lullaby. She's not pregnant, he's getting ready for when they have a baby.
Oh.
So he sings a lullaby to her, unpregnant belly. And then this one is the one that Mr.
Again,
M.
we like these people,
about.
By the way. This is how we talk about our friends.
But this is extreme. This is extreme. Extreme happiness. I don't know what this is, but I'll let you decide for yourself what's going on in this video.
She said she's sad she didn't get to see me as a baby.
Yeah, like I never got to see you hit a home run in Little League, or I never got to see you play tennis, got to see you go to semi formal or something. And I feel sad I didn't know you as a baby, and I missed out on so many years with you, and I met you so late.
But you're going to be able to see all that through our kids one day, you know?
But then they won't know me as a baby.
God, they're having us on. They're having us on.
If ever my girlfriend starts crying again, I'll get the camera out. Let me start filming.
Yeah, exactly.
And explain to everyone why you're crying.
I mean, she is genuinely crying tears. It's not, if it is an act, it's quite, you know,
it's not an
convincing.
Act, is it?
They're just very
What are the
in
chances
love?
Of those two people meeting one another?
They're perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
perfect
glad they did. I mean, because you can't have Liliana going around like that without a Sean and vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean...
They were made for each other. And, you know, long may they continue to be happy. You know, I think that's But this is the peak of those two. I don't think we should.
But why have they got to share
again?
It? Stop sharing it.
This is what I'm nervous about. I'm nervous that there's like a radio station in Yemen right now being like, we hate Glenn's relationship so much. What if we're being spoken about?
I would love to listen to that show.
It's true.
The Yemeni breakfast show. Yeah.
In fairness, whenever any of us speak of our relationships, it's with disdain. Utter disdain.
And that's the way it should be.
100%. That's why we're here.
We're not, it's just too much.
But Liliana and Sean, the thought of them being in other relationships is just...
Yeah.
It boggles the mind, doesn't it?
They have to stay together.
So yesterday, it inspired, you know, what gives you the ick. And producer Ellie had a top three, one of which was vouchers. But, you know, download the podcast to find out more from yesterday. Another was men who use the bath. Give her the ick. Now, it turns out, unrelated, I've never bathed. I've lived in my house for 5 years. I've never used a bath. I bath Evie every night, but I've never used a bath myself. Matt, you have a bath every 6 months,
just to remind myself what it's like. And then I get in there, I get bored quite quickly, and then I get out.
Get bored in the bath.
Yeah, yeah.
Emma Jones, Stefan, your husband, legendary broadcaster Stefan, he loves a bath.
Loves a bath, loves a candle and a magazine.
Does he?
Really indulges. I think it's just an excuse to get out of doing stuff.
Yeah. So he's got the diptyque lit, he's got Golf Monthly.
Yeah.
Happy as a boy.
For 2 hours.
So this is our one song question. Men listening to this right now, if you identify as a man, do you bathe? Or how do you feel about the man in your life drawing a bath?
That's
the question.
Classic, yeah.
Now, the next song, by the way, is 3 minutes 42 seconds. The number is 8, 12, 15. Little caveat, by the way, stop sending pictures of yourself in a bath to Matt Dyson on Twitter.
Yeah, damn the spark.
And send them
Worcester
to me.
Send them to Glenn. Yeah, do. Act Glenn. Damn the spark from Worcester Park. Sent me this.
I'm the host. Why am I getting any of Phil's
images?
We bet them. We bet them. We choose the best ones and we forward them to you.
Yeah. He was listening to the podcast in the bath yesterday, and he's got a telly in his bathroom. He's watching the Champions League. Very nice. What a time he's
having. Living the dream, but we don't need to see anyone in the bath. Do you bathe? Or how do you feel about the man in your life drawing a bath? 8, 12, 15. You've got 3 minutes, 42 seconds, and your time starts now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So men who bathe give producer Ellie the ick. So that was our one song question today. You had 3 minutes, 45 seconds to get in touch. You know, do you bathe? Does the man in your world bathe? How do you feel about it? We've got, you know, 1 hour bath on average 3 times a week. Podcast bubble bath, Dave. Only way to go.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Nah, baths proper bore me, says John.
They are boring.
No, and it's unnatural, says Anthony P.
True.
You know, we mock Matt Dyson from time to time for like being like the oldest member of the gang, right? You know, and he said just now during that last song, his take on things was that. It used to be the only way we washed. Which
before
is like
showers.
The oldest thing I think
in
he's ever said
in showers.
Ever heard you say. You'd like to wallow in your own filth? No thanks, says Nick in Kingston.
I mean, quick shower first, then get in the bath.
Yeah. For a good wallow. But the footballers in communal baths in the 80s, that looked horrible, didn't it? That looked like the worst thing.
Well, they're all like having a can of Tennent's.
Ian Rush lounging
Ian
around
Rush
with a can of log. That image will stay with me forever.
Harry here from Chepstow, South Wales. I have a bath after a rugby game with some muscle soak Radox in there. But it's the only time I use the bath.
It's true, it's good for the achy legs, isn't it? Yeah.
I hate bathing. I'm 6'3", knees and ears, something like that from Simon in Mansfield. And Stuart from Southend says, I'm 45 and I'd love a bubble bath. I play with my rubber duckies. There we go. Producer Ellie, you swayed into.
No.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 7:37 on your Thursday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And next week is our birthday week. And from Monday at 1 p.m, the awesome Ben Burrell will be counting down the top 50 songs you voted as your favourite songs from the last 15 years. And I know there's going to be a few curveballs in there. I'm looking at you, Jenny Longdon.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
As I say, that kicks off Monday from 1 p.m. Right now on The Breakfast Show, when it is time for 5 words, 5 grand. Radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. And giving it a go this morning, we have Simon. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Welcome along to the show, Si. It is time for you to shine. The best we have had this week since the return of this game is listener Toby, who got 2 out of 5. We've had a couple of 0s out of 5. Are you confident you can go all the way and win the cash?
No, not with track record. I've been trying all week and I've only been getting 1 or 2 at all.
Oh, okay, right.
Well, you never know.
Is there a member of the team you think can help you do a little better? This morning you have Matt Dyson, Emma Jones, Glenn Moore at your disposal. Who would you most like to be paired with on the random player generator?
Probably Matt, because we're from the same neck of the woods, aren't we?
Are you? Which neck of the woods is that?
Nottinghamshire.
Mansfield,
yeah.
And we're the same age.
You're 72 years old, Simon. It's so lovely having you on the. Right, so let's spin the random play generator.
Some electrodes to go on you.
See?
Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Here we go.
Matt.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Come on, Simon.
Like Cocoon, it is Simon and it is Matt Dyson together.
The young boys. Come on, let's do this for the proud stags of Field Mill. Come on.
Matt Dyson. I don't know. I don't like to ask. But yes, for the proud stags of Field Mill. Is that what you said?
Millfield?
Millfield?
I don't know.
Field Mill, yeah, Field Mill.
Yeah, thanks. As long as you know what he's saying, Simon, that's all that matters. In fact, it is key to this game. Key to you potentially winning £5,000. Because, Simon, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll then give the same five words to Matt Dyson. If they match up, you can have the cash. Good luck, my friends. Here we go. Simon, stop moving around.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Press the phone to your ear.
Yep.
Okay. Left.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Fruit.
Salad.
Nice.
Someone's doing well.
Fancy.
Musical.
Performance.
General.
Dog's body.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow.
Okay. we have never had that before.
We have not, Glenn. You're so right. Making its debut on Five Words, Five Grand. After all these years, the words dog's body. Mm. And finally, beach. B-E-A-C-H. Beach.
Ball.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
Simon, well done.
Yep.
We've got your five words. I want you to wait right there. Matt Dyson, your fave, is in play next.
Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Just like that, Matty D is back in the room. Simon is ready to win £5,000. The only thing standing in the way are five tiny words coming from that man's brain. Matt, are you ready?
Yes.
Simon, are you ready?
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay. Matt Dyson, we start with a nice easy one.
Yeah.
Left.
Right.
Correct. Yes. Fruit.
Bowl.
Fruit salad. Fruit salad.
Fruit salad's good. Yeah, I always go bowl for some reason.
Bowl is a great answer. Yeah, but salad is also a good answer.
Sorry, Simon.
Yeah, let's go through the others. Let's see if we can beat Toby's 2 out of 5, shall we? Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do now. Musical.
Theatre.
Performance.
Close.
Now, here's one. Here's one we all fell in love with.
Yeah.
General.
I keep thinking General Levy, but that's a name, isn't it? Drum and bass DJ.
Yeah.
That's niche.
General knowledge.
No.
That must be it.
Dog's body.
What?
How many guesses would it have taken?
Many monkeys and how many typewriters should I get?
It's an expression I'm familiar with. Quite
good. Yeah, it's a great answer.
Yeah.
Beach.
Ball.
Yeah.
2 out of 5. Yes. 2 out of 5. Yes. You've equaled the record of the week, Simon, so that's something.
At least I didn't get a donut and get nothing.
Yeah, exactly,
Simon. Yeah. Thank you for tuning into the show. We will speak to you real soon. This, of course, means with another 2 out of 5, we will be playing Five Words, Five Grand again tomorrow. If you would like to play, you can call us right now. The number is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215.
Five Words, Five Grand.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it's gone on for too long now. Does Bond bathe? So Claire from Carshalton said, Glenn, stop getting Bond wrong. Yeah. James Bond does have a bath. It's in Live and Let Die. Steve from Stourbridge has now got in touch, saying in Live and Let Die, he runs the bath, but doesn't actually get in, Claire. A snake is let into the room and he burns it using a can of shaving foam and a cigar.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So it is the Bureau Little Complaints. That's Steve's. We are all getting Bond wrong when it comes to his bathing habits, at least, it would seem. So what about you guys? Is there a little quibble you'd like to get off your chest? 8, 12, 15 is the number. To set the tone, let's move on from Bond, shall we, to my daughter, who has started school for the first time in her little life. She's 4 years old. And I want to complain about people not lowering themselves to my childish sense of humour. Because when I found out that my daughter's teacher is called Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, yes.
Right, guys? This is why we all work together every morning.
Of course, we know that
is having a field day, surely.
Honestly, so it's like, hello, I'm Mrs. Robinson. In my head, I'm like, hi, you. No one else. I'm like, looking around. Come on, guys.
Are you trying to teach me DT, Mrs. Robinson?
She's got Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, come on.
For heaven's sake, no one is joining
person.
In.
Unbelievable.
I'm tempted to post my first message on that big, scary WhatsApp group that you're now in when your kids start school. Just to go like, Mrs. Robinson.
Hello.
Crying laughing face emoji. Nothing.
She knew what she was getting into, starting in teaching, knowing she was going to be referred to only by a surname. We had a science teacher called Mr. Bean. Why did he go into teaching?
No way.
Did he start writing on the board? And
I won't.
I won't. And Mrs. Robinson, if you're listening, this is a kind of shout out to you, I suppose. So
here's
big
to
shout
you.
Out to Mrs. Robinson. Yes. And thrice yes. Matt Dyson, the bureau, the doors are open. What you got for us?
I had to try and pay for drinks at the bar using my daughter's...
Oh, no! Matt nearly bought a drink at the bar, everyone! No wonder he's complaining!
But I was trying to try and buy drinks at the bar using my daughter's hyper jar. I don't know if you're familiar with this child's bank account, right?
No.
So it was blocked. She couldn't get the bus into school on contactless payment because the card was blocked.
Right.
Therefore, I had to go out and use the PIN number to unblock it. And I happened to be going to a snooker club to watch Forrest on telly on Monday night. Yeah. So I went to the bar and I had to say, I need to use this.
So were the people monitoring this child's bank account like, what is she doing?
So she's 11 years old, she had three frames of snooker, two pints of bitter, and she stayed up till after the Champions League had finished.
So I need to put the PIN in and then hopefully I'm going to unlock it. And I tried to pay for them, tried to do that, but it just said declined. And the barmaid said, these cards, you can't use them in grown-up establishments.
Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah. The shame. Shame on you. You are shame.
You can buy a pint of Stella at Soft Play. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
Don't worry, guys. This round's on my daughter.
Yeah, because it looked like I'd stolen her card to pay for beer.
From
like,
a child.
Using her pocket money.
He literally can't steal candy from a baby. He tried.
So embarrassing. But I was just trying to help out. That's all it was.
Well, has he got like a picture of like Finding Nemo on it? Just handing it over in the snooker club. Wow. Okay, so the bureau, it's not been open for a while, but it is very much open right now. Come join in with your little quibbles. The number, of course, is 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, 9 different playlists on the main station. That's Chris Cornell's Bond theme, You Know My Name. I had to play it. In fact, Mike in Cardiff texted in saying, Dave, thanks for playing the Bond theme on the main station. I'm running a bath now. Enjoy, love Mike. It. Guys, tell Steve to stop getting Bond wrong.
Oh, no.
Bond does get in the bath in Live and Let Die.
You're kidding me.
He starts to shave. However, this has gone too far now. However, he gets interrupted by a henchman who comes to the hotel room dressed as staff to bring him champagne. Bond has to abort his bath, put on a bathrobe and greet the henchman.
Right. That's when the snake is released, presumably.
And the shaving foam with the cigar.
Which Bond is this? I need to picture it.
This is Roger Moore. Live and Let Die.
Sleepy bathrobe.
Let's move on, shall we? I'll tell you what's good, what's great to watch. Ryan Reynolds in the bath.
Yeah.
And you can see that in Welcome to Wrexham Season 2. Hollywood stars coupled with an underdog story. What is not to love? And to celebrate this week, we're giving away the ultimate football entertainment bundle. Matt, how does this work?
Well, we're bringing two callers to air to go head-to-head in a sudden-death radio penalty shootout. If you score the goal, you win. It's that simple, Dave.
OK, and what's in this ultimate football bundle?
Well,
I mentioned.
It's massive. It's amazing. This Samsung 55-inch smart 4K Ultra HD LED TV.
Something like that.
Yeah. A games console and FIFA, a takeaway voucher, some Wrexham merch in the shape of a shirt, a scarf and a flask.
Okay, and playing this morning, we have Jan. Hello, Jan.
Morning, morning team.
Morning. We have Donna. Hello, Donna.
Morning, Dave. Morning team.
Hey, hello. Donna. This is Jan. Jan, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Okay, so we're going to do the radio penalty shootout. Jan, you were selected random first. So you're going to get to kick the ball first. But the question is, where would you like to go? Top left, top middle, top right, or bottom left, bottom middle, or bottom right? Jan, it's up to you.
Top right.
Top right, here we go. Top right, here we go.
Number seven, we'll take it. The keeper read that one perfectly.
Ooh, what a save.
Oh, lucky Jan, yes, a great save. So, Donna, where are you going to send your penalty kick?
Bottom left.
Bottom left.
Yeah, number 17, we'll take it. Good save.
Sorry, Donna. The keeper had where you normally take your penalties written, just inside his glove on a slip of paper. I knew where you were going. So, Jan, it's over to you. Where are you going?
Top left.
Top left. Here we go.
17. We'll take it. Good save.
It's a great save by the goalkeeper. Will anything get past her today? She was just slightly off the line. Donna, where are you going? You got top middle. You got bottom middle. You got bottom right.
Bottom right.
Bottom right. Here we go, Donna.
Number eight. We'll take it.
Surely.
Come on now.
The keeper read that one.
Now this is exciting. Jan, you've got two options. Both are straight down the middle. You've got top middle or bottom middle. Now, if you score the penalty, you win all of the amazing prizes. If you miss or the keeper saves it, and she's saved a lot of pens so far, Donna, it's all yours. So, Jan, it's time for you to step up to the penalty spot. Are you placing it top middle or bottom middle?
I'll go top middle.
She's going to blast it.
Okay, Jack.
For the win. For the win.
For the win. That's it. Here we go. Top middle.
It's a tense moment.
It is.
Oh, what a super strike.
Well done to you. Top middle beats the keeper. Donna, lovely having you on the show. You did not win, but Jan, you are the victor. How are you feeling?
I wasn't even sure if it was in, but I am so over the moon getting there.
Well done. Get in there indeed, Jan. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. And hey, enjoy your bundle. And that was all thanks to Disney Plus. Welcome to Wrexham Season 2 is streaming now. 18 plus subscription required. Terms apply.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And it has mattered for 15 years. We are celebrating our birthday here, as I'm sure you're fully aware. But on breakfast, we're doing it like this.
Dave Berry's big birthday card.
Yes, we're doing it with a massive card. Dave's big card.
Yes.
6 foot by 3 foot. It is making its way around the UK. It's having a rum old time, let me tell you.
It's having a great time.
Yesterday, Erica took Cardboardy Dave on a brilliant tour of a rainy Newcastle. I got to see so many incredible things. And now, the next leg of the journey is down to listener Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Morning, Glenn.
Welcome along to the show. So tell us the backstory of how you came to be in possession of my giant birthday card.
OK, well, I heard that the card was in Newcastle, and today my daughter is going back to Newcastle University, so we thought we'd drive up there, pick up the card and take it on a little tour.
Lovely.
Timing.
OK, so first of all, what's your daughter's name?
Ellie,
let's give Ellie a shout out, shall we? So, which year is she in at uni?
She's going into her second year.
And was she fully behind your decision to drop her off and then pick up Cardboardy me? Or was she like, Dad, don't be that guy?
You can guess which one it was.
Okay. So, Ellie's safely looking forward to the second year at university in Newcastle, and Big Cardboardy Dave is going to be getting into your vehicle. So I have to ask, because I've been in the back of a lot of vans. Mm. Yesterday I was in a VW Tiguan. Yes. Thanks very much indeed to Erica. I've also been in a Renault Clio. Yes. Thanks to Kevin.
Tiny little thing.
How are you getting me about, Glenn?
Well, we're sticking with the VWs. We're going in a VW Transporter camper van.
Van! Marvellous! So what are you thinking of doing with me? Are you going to lay me down flat on the floor in the back between the seats, or are you going to sit me up somewhere? Are you going to prop me up in the camper van, Glenn?
Yeah, you're going to be in the back. We'll push the seats back, give you plenty of room, turn the music up. You'll have a nice old trip.
Oh, lovely. Right. So then, I mean, I know you touched on it, but tell us a little bit more about where I'm going. So from Newcastle to where, yeah. Glenn?
So we're coming back to Tadcaster. Oh. And then tomorrow, I'm going to take you into York.
Oh, Tadcaster to York. Such a beautiful part of the world. What are you thinking of doing with Cardboardy Dave?
Well, I think Cardboardy Dave needs a walk around the walls.
Yes.
Go around the walls.
Go down the shambles, is it?
Down the shambles.
Yeah, Jorvik Viking Centre, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe the Clifford Tower would get you up there.
Oh, yes. Great. Lovely.
So, yeah. The full works.
The full works. Glenn, thank you so much. I'm going to go in the back of a camper van, then I'm going to look around York, the historic city of York.
Road trip, yes.
Incredible. Glenn, thank you very much indeed. Now, what we're going to do now is tell everybody that that means tomorrow the 6-foot by 3-foot birthday card will have been signed by the fine folk of York. Then it is off on its journey. Can we get it over to Manchester or Liverpool? Should we go into Wales? Should we go down to the South Coast? It's entirely up to you. If you want to be part of this, and it is now an epic journey, email dave@absoluteradio.co.uk or text me live in the studio to 8-12-15. But for now, a round of applause for Glenn. You're a hero, Glenn.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where right now, as promised, it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition Extra. Matt, what you got for us?
A little bit of fun based on political news always goes down nicely. One of the experts in this is Darren Dutton. He has released Destiny's Sunak, which is a song based on Rishi Sunak's announcement about him delaying green policies yesterday. It's been turned into a song. This is how it sounds.
Taxes on eating meat. I've scrapped it. Force you to have 7 different bins. I've scrapped it. Compulsory car sharing. I've scrapped it. A ban on buying new boilers. I've scrapped it. New taxes on flying. I've scrapped it. Transition to heat pumps. I've scrapped it. Decarbonising our homes. I've scrapped it. Children. I've scrapped those too.
Amazing. Nice. Just a bit of fun. Bit of fun. Casting a wry eye on the world of politics. That is your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it for your Thursday morning. It is time to say thanks a lot for tuning in. And remember, there's a brand new edition of the podcast out and about. And if we've achieved anything today, I suppose it's, does James Bond have a bath in the James Bond franchise?
Yeah, it's been a very Bond and bathing heavy, hasn't it?
It's been peppered with that kind of debate. So, with that in mind, Matt, what do you think we should call the podcast? Mm. We've got I'm the Host, Why Aren't I Getting Any of Your Filth?
That was I got sent a picture of a man in the bath and you were jealous.
I should have said it. Does Bond bathe?
Well, there we go.
I rang the bell
then.
The
big question of the day.
No one come in, I'm in the bath.
That was the guy drinking a tumbler of whiskey, listening to the Bond scores.
That's how it all started.
In the bath, that's where
Rachel
began.
Got in touch and said, that's how a fiancé likes to bathe, listening to Bond with a tumbler of scotch. Let's do this for the proud stags of Field Mill.
Ah, yes, a Mansfield Town reference on 5 words, yes.
You don't have to download the podcast to guess which one of us said that. Dog's Body's debut.
That was a word from Simon, who was playing today.
Are you trying to teach me DT, Mrs. Robinson?
That's your Bureau of Little Complaints.
And this round is on my 12-year-old daughter.
Yes, that's what I tried to buy a drink with her bank card. Yeah, but let's not dwell on that. I suppose it has to be, does Bond bathe?
Of course it does.
Surely.
100%, mate. Well done. OK, that is the name of the daily podcast, available right now wherever you get your podcasts from. On the way, news on how we could make you a winner. Today's prize fund is £77,000. Wow. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.